Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
Yes, it's that time of the month where we can say Inspired On Air is back with us once again. Good afternoon, Michael Blackburn. How are you?
Hello, Alex. Well, I'm quite fine, actually. It's a lovely day out there.
It is indeed. We'll be hearing from Sarah Bullimore online shortly and a whole heap of others in the next 3,600 seconds or so. Rhythm is a dancer. The legend that is Sarah Bullimore, arts coordinator and consultant extraordinaire. Sarah, good to connect with you as ever.
Good morning, Alex. How are you today?
Well, oh, excellent. I mean, again, just looking for all manner of marvellous things. And Michael Blackburn and Gemma Baker sitting in the studio waiting with rapt attention to find out what exciting things are happening, because we're so close now, no pun intended, to the Sew Festival. It's quite literally almost unbelievable. And, of course, we've got the Inspired On Air Day that takes place this Saturday. And we've got Lincoln Dancers and we've got the New York Book Festival. Where do you want to go to first, Sarah?
No, it's going to be a crazy 6 weeks. This is, I literally have festivals every weekend, which is fantastic and exciting, but very, very busy. I think maybe we start at the beginning, like we do with the book anyway. So, yes, we've got Lincoln Inspired coming up this Saturday.
Well, and that's with Andy Kerr, of course, and a whole heap of other goodies in terms of poetry and sessions and scenarios and expert writing.
Indeed, and one of the key things that I'm looking forward to between 12 and 2 is that we've got the lovely Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators along, And they're currently discussing all the shortlists for the Carnegie Awards. So if you like young children's fiction, 9 to 12 fiction, then come along and have a listen, really. It's going to be fascinating. The whole day is free, and we've got children's activities and workshops taking place as well, and drop-in sessions between 9 and 2, 10 and 2. So come along and see us, really.
So where, the whole day's free. Where do they actually come? Where does our listener actually go to for sharing the delights of live, inspired goodness?
If you come to the collection, that's our main venue for the day where we're going to be. But also keep an eye out in the Waterside Centre and St Mark's as well over lunchtime for some other exciting things happening across the city.
Oh, very exciting. Now, in case people are wondering, we won't necessarily have an Inspired on-air radio presence there, but Siren FM might poke its little nose in certain ways. Who knows what will be happening? But great stuff there. OK, so that's the Lincoln Inspired Day this coming Saturday. So if you're listening to this on a podcast after Saturday the 17th of June, then frankly it's too late. So you have to have a time machine. So where do we go to after that, Sarah?
Well, we go to, let's talk about the Sew Festival, shall we? So. starts on the 27th of June. As you said, it's just 2 weeks away now and runs until the 2nd of July. So it's 6 days travelling across East Lindsay District from Spilsby to Horncastle to Alford, Mablethorpe, and then ending in Skegness. So it ends in Skegness for like a 2-day weekend finale. So I'll be over there again with the Sew Festival team and my evaluation team. And it's just absolutely fantastic, really. Lots of outdoor arts. Events going on, a giant cake, a drumming, dance, music, you name it.
How's that cake baking going? Because we've kind of followed it over the last 2 months or 2 to 3 months.
I know. I believe it's going really well, actually. They keep getting extra people who are, you know, as we've kind of talked about over the weeks, that people are communities and people out there are baking monuments, key areas of the district of East Lindsay and Skegness, like the Jolly Fishermen, and they're going to be creating a giant cake, and then on a Sunday afternoon we're all going to eat it, which is lovely.
East Lincolnshire's leading arts and culture festival, and that is the Sew Festival, as you said, just 2 weeks away, and Spilsby, Horncastle, Alford, Mablethorpe, and of course, as you rightly said, Sarah, Skegness, and the final weekend on the 1st and 2nd of July.
That's right.
It also free, or tickets need to be booked?
No, it's all free, so you just rock up and come and enjoy it. And fingers crossed for sunshine.
It's more wondrousness personified. I'm sure it would inspire poets around the world to actually put things together. Okay, so a needle-pulling thread. From there, we move to, I believe...
We move to the weekend after.
Yes.
We move to Saturday the 8th of July, when we've got the Lincoln Dancers showcase. Lincoln Dancers takes place in the Waterside Shopping Centre. You will find us on the bottom layer this year, just a new look there. And basically from about 11:30 in the morning through to about 3:30 in the day, we've got an action-packed kind of showcase programme. And so basically we've invited loads of different dance companies and groups to come and show off their dance styles. So we've got everything from little tots doing ballet to street dance to older groups doing Bollywood, ballroom, tango, and there's a few chances to participate as well, so it's great fun.
Quite interesting to see Bollywood and ballroom kind of mashed together in a kind of tango-esque
way.
Yeah,
we do everything.
It's a thought. After that, of course, the 8th of July and Lincoln Dancers, presumably the next weekend, you need to have something that's going to carry on the baton, really.
Absolutely. So we're basically the 15th to 16th of July. Our grand festival finale is the Newark Book Festival that we're doing this year. This is so exciting. Our brochures are literally hot off the press at the moment. So if anyone wants one, they can collect one off me at Lincoln Inspired or Lincoln Dancers Day. I would have some with me. And there'll be some at our lovely Linden Books as well. They're going to be hosting some and the Lincoln Drill Hall. Newark Book Festival, two days of craziness. About, I think on my last count, I was on over 80 artists and authors who are taking part. We've got free activities, we've got pop-up storytelling, we've got the festival's famous adventures in Newark Castle, we've got a literature quarter, we've got street theatre, and we've got lots of panels and author events as well, featuring all sorts, really. So we've got the wonderful Matt Haig, we've got Crime by the Sea, and we've got Murder, Ancient and Modern with Edward Marston and Judith Cutler. We've got afternoon teas, we've got local talks, and we have Pirate Pete and his smelly feet, and we have illustrators and all sorts going on, Sherlock Holmes celebration. So it's a really, really exciting weekend.
Moving on from that, of course, there's another book festival that, because it's inspired on air and because there is a connection with the whole Lincolnshire region, you thought it's worth mentioning as well. So I believe this is the Loudon Book Festival.
That's right, indeed. So, yes, we are working with the Bookcase, based in Loudon, the independent booksellers there, who run Loudon Book Festival. So they're going to be new at Book Festival's bookseller. And so Loudon Book Festival starts on the 16th of June, very soon, until the 24th of June as well. So they've got absolutely loads going on, and I'm going to pop across on the 24th to deliver some of our new brochures and check it out.
Let's get our little diaries together then. I think we've pretty much gone through the sort of key things, but just for the benefit of people who wish to find out, so what can I do over the next few weekends? We've got Lincoln-inspired day. He's choking with the emotion of the whole thing, taking place this coming Saturday at Lincoln. As we head into the next part of July, it's the Sew Festival that opens up, or in fact, June. We've forgotten the Lincolnshire Show, of course. That sort of happens in between times.
Action-packed 6 weeks.
Yeah. Will you be there, Sarah? Will you be at the Lincolnshire Show?
I won't, no, not this year, but hopefully next
Never
year.
Never mind.
I love going to the show.
Exactly. Other shows are obviously impinging on the whole thing. And then, as you already said, the 8th of July, Lincoln Dancers at the Waterside Shopping Centre, followed, of course, on the 15th and 16th of July by the Newark Book Festival. And I think we have a couple of reporters there. Natasha Armstrong is going to be coming along. I'm hopefully going to be there myself as well for the 15th and 16th of July, or at least one of the days. And great things will ensue. As I say, in the studio, you can already feel the envy of Michael and Gemma, who I'm sure might well turn up as well to address this whole thing. We'll be speaking to the coordinator, or the chairman of the Lincoln Book Festival, just in case you're thinking it's inspired on air, it's Lincoln inspired and so on. Lincoln Book Festival takes place, of course, in September. That's Philip Hamlin Willis, who'll be joining us in the later parts of the production. Sarah, it's been awesome. And I mean,
thanks.
This is a difficult question to actually answer, and you might well say, I couldn't possibly choose. Is there one of the festivals that you're looking forward to more than the other? Is it, are you sort of wading towards the dance scenario, the poetry, the book festival, the cake making, the cake eating? Which one are you looking for?
I'm looking forward to Newark Book Festival because the brochures look beautiful. Everyone's done such a grand job, and it's going to be so exciting because we've grown it this year, and there's so much going on for everybody that, can't wait.
Well, there we are. And in the studio, we've been joined by Gemma Baker. How are you, Gemma?
I'm okay.
Excellent.
Thank you, Alex.
It's all right. It's important. When your keys have gone missing and you've got challenges on that basis, you just have to breathe. That's important.
Locked
breathe
out my
and
house.
Let it go, as they say in Frozen. Michael, you were listening to Sarah there. Any thoughts on that potpourri of festivals? Does it get any better, do you think?
It's overwhelming, I think. Mm-hmm. That's
of course, the one major event that wasn't spoken of by La Bullimore is, of course, what's happening at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal on a monthly basis, but launches for its first big-time thing tomorrow night. If you're listening to this on a Wednesday, if you're listening to this on any other time, just work it out yourself. Look at a calendar. But Gemma, tell us about what's happening at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, the first of many, of course.
Absolutely. So it's a new project that I've started. It's going to be a monthly event of spoken word and live music called the Word Theatre. It's at the new Theatre Royal, and we kick off on the 15th of this month, so tomorrow in my world right now, but if you listen on a Thursday, you've still got time to get there.
And if you download the podcast a week after the event, just
to
get time.
You've missed out, go to the next one. And we're kicking it off with award-winning poet Maria Ferguson, who's just won the Saboteur Award for Best Spoken Word Show for Fat Girls Don't Dance, which is what she will be performing on the night. And we've got Peterborough Poet Laureate Charlie Jennifer supporting her. We have an open mic, we have a busker in the bar, we've got a free drink, we've got food, we've got everything.
Michael,
come along.
How can you miss out on this?
Free drink.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
For all poets, vital from that point of view.
Yeah, I mean, when you say it's free, do you not have to do a little couplet, a rhyming verse, a kind of stanza?
I'm not
going to
make you sing for your drinks, no. I'm not that cruel.
It'll be a challenge to get work through. And in terms of the open mic night, clearly that's going to be something else that's going to be around for budding writers or people who want to actually get out there and do some more performance poetry.
Yeah, the open mic is at the beginning of the show. And we've got sign-ups now, it's full. We have 5 slots available each month, and we're getting it videoed and photographed and things like that. So if you're looking at wanting to do more spoken word, it's a really good platform to be able to work through.
Now, you will be emceeing this. It'll be MCGB with her finest in the whole force. What sort of style can we look forward to? Will it be a kind of a... Are we looking at more... Angela Rippon approach, or are we looking at more fun Cotton approach? where in the kind of spectrum are you going to pitch in this one?
I just wing it, so it will be my usual imperfect self bumbling and making silly jokes.
And that's why we appreciate the whole thing. I mean, Michael, have you emceed a poetry event before?
Yes, but not necessarily of that sort of kind. Yes, I used to organise lots of them, so I used to have to stand up and introduce people, etc.
Because it's often, you know, you've got to get the right balance right. You don't necessarily want to go overhype on them, but on the other hand, you don't want to kind of say, well, I don't know who they are, just whatever. You've got to kind of build the anticipation, really. So it is an interesting structure.
It's one of those things as well, that when you are reading, that so much depends on the moment, because of the feedback you get from the audience, is that, as you know, when you're actually reading stuff, you can go up there and you have a list of poems. You think, right, I'm going to do this one, this one, and this one. And then when you get there, there's the
crisps start being rattled.
Yeah, and then people, the snoring starts.
Exactly.
Usually what happens, of course, is there's a fight because there's not enough room for people to try to get in.
Of course.
That kind of stuff. But you do sort of start to think, well, maybe if the response to that one, I could do a different one, etc. And I think it's the same with the kind of emceeing or just the
crowd
as well. Yeah, it is a two-way thing, which people forget about.
Using something that Michael didn't have back in the day when he was coordinating events, social media.
It was the telephone.
And it was the press release, but now social media. How can folk actually connect via social media with the event?
So if you go to facebook.com/thewordtheatre or look for The Word Theatre on Twitter or Instagram, we're everywhere.
In the beginning, the word was made Gemma.
Tranquility, thinking of Germany mentally. 60s, the Berlin of the 70s, the Stockholm of the 90s, his sweet municipal dream.
Saint Etienne and White Leaf from their latest album, Home Counties. And now we go gothic, Michael Blackburn. We go gothic with a full, magnificent G-gothic style, Gemma Baker, as well. And we only go gothic with Flash Fiction and the Lincoln Book Festival Flash Fiction Competition by being able to welcome to the programme for his first ever Inspired On Air, the awesome Philip Hamlin-Williams. Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well indeed.
Excellent. In case people are wondering, oh, they're saying good morning when it's the afternoon or it's the evening, whenever you're listening to it, just don't worry about it. Just let time pass its way through. Phil, the Lincoln Book Festival, it's gone through various incarnations in many years. In fact, back in the last century, Michael, you were responsible for the very, very first Lincoln Book Festival.
I think it was, yes. It was a Lincoln Literature. I can't remember whether I put Literature or Literary Festival. Lincoln it was about 1991, or was it 18?
It was the last century, Phil.
Yes,
so
it was.
Although we stand on the shoulders of giants, clearly, you know, we work our way through this process. But a number of things are actually happening, not least of which, of course, is the eminent presence of David Starkey. And, of course, the theme of history and Gothic and so on, to the extent that, as indeed the wonderful Ian Richard said, when it comes to Phil, the Book Festival Trust chairman, it's not his real name. You know, it's a part of it, obviously. Although I do think that the notion of actually having as your surname the Book Festival Trust chairman would be really good from that point of view. Exciting times are having. Phil, share with us what good things are coming up, and also, most importantly, why we're on today talking about the Book Festival Flash Fiction Competition.
Well, let's start with Flash Fiction. The Book Festival, as you say, has gone through, you know, various forms over the years. I think it was about 6 years ago where we lost our government funding. And so we had to find people who would keep the heart beating, which we did. And a few of us, volunteer trustees, have been pigging away since, keeping a good program going every year. We've used the collection. We've had some really lovely speakers, but we want to take a step forward. We want to grow our audience, and we want to broaden our audience. And that really is the motivation behind having a Flash Fiction competition. We're aiming it at younger people, so primary and secondary school children, but also young adults. We want people to create something new in the genre of Gothic. So no rewrites of the classics, but sure, take the inspiration from the classics. So let's have some barren landscapes, some crumbling castles, the supernatural, and frankly, all those things that young children these days really find so enticing.
I do like the notion of barren landscapes. I was more a Baron Frankenstein fan. Sorry, I couldn't resist it. It's just, you know, we did that. Mary Shelley rules. Gemma, thoughts from what you've just been hearing in terms of what Phil's been talking about?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds fantastic. Anything that encourages young people or any person, really, to get involved and start writing, I think it's a fantastic idea.
Spoken by the lady who coordinates the monthly New Lincoln Theatre Royal Poetry Events. Michael.
I think the way of tilting it to the Gothic is really good, actually, because I think that's the kind of... I mean, the whole Gothic thing is really popular at the moment with a lot of people, particularly our students as well.
So it's something which it seems perennial. There's something about it which is always there. And I love the flash fiction form as well, which has kind of really developed over the last sort of 15 years or so. So I think the combination of the two should be really interesting, really exciting.
In terms of how do we define flash fiction? I mean, Phil, would you could for those people actually say, has that something to do with Flash Gordon? I said, no. What do we mean by it? Is it flash mob? What are we looking for when we talk about flash fiction?
We're saying that the piece has to be exactly 50 words long. Mm. Now, that's unbelievably difficult. Mm. You know, there is that lovely story I think it was Boswell possibly apologising for the length of the letter he wrote because he hadn't had time to write a short one.
Hmm.
It is very difficult to write a short piece and extremely difficult to write one of an exact number of words.
So, it could always be
so you really have to think, you have to focus, because you've got to have your beginning, middle and end. It's all got to be there, but in a very, you know, limited number of words.
I mean, I'm a great proponent of the short story as a wonderful way of really focusing ideas, but when you get to 50 words, that's almost a tweet. You know,
that's not even a tweet.
No.
168 characters.
Yeah.
So slightly larger than a tweet, maybe four or five tweets. It's a challenging scenario there. Could one be a critic and possibly say, Michael, is this what we've come to? Is this the people's attention span has dropped? They can't cope any further with the long form?
Well, I as a teacher of creative writing, I think this is a very good thing. Mm. I've frequently given my students exactly that kind of thing of saying, I want 50 words, not 49 or 51. Exclude the title. Give me 50 words and get on with it. And it really does, you know, it makes you really concentrate on the essentials and which words you choose and everything else. Mm-hmm. So I think it's absolutely right, because you do have to set some kind of limits for these competitions.
Mm-hmm. So it's out there. How can people actually enter? What websites do they need to go to, Phil? How do they connect if they're listening to this particular program saying, I should be putting in for that, I fancy it, I'm a young creative writer and this is for me?
So the website is www.lincolnbookfestival.org. Everything can be found there, and then the submissions by email only as a Word or PDF file attachment is to competitions@lincoln.ac.uk.
And presumably the restriction is under 18s or under, what are the official
rules? Well, I've got the rules here in front of me, and you know when you put rules together.
Of course.
You put rules together.
Terms and conditions.
And this is saying 17 or under must obtain permission of an appropriate adult. Yeah. But there is a category 17 and above.
Oof.
So
not too late then, Michael.
I'd be excluded.
Yes.
But there you go.
It's a thought. Now, the other sort of great thing about the upcoming book festival, of course, is we've got a range of Gothic literature experts, including from the very lovely University of Lincoln, Lucy Armett, Scott Brewster, possibly Rebecca Styler as well, which would be looking to explore the origins of the genre. I realise, actually, going back to Horace Walpole, a man who I didn't actually know well myself, but I know his architecture in Twickenham. Very good.
Yeah, absolutely.
House and well put together. The Castle of Otranto, of course, highly controversial in this day. And this fascination that Victorians have had with the medieval period. Gemma, have you ever gone through a Gothic phase, or are you still in a Gothic phase?
I was a goth when I was younger.
So I think that's something which, when you talk about the Gothic period and Gothic literature, is something that people tend to think about, the Bram Stoker, the Mary Shelley, the kind of Edgar Allan Poe elements, although that's clearly another aspect. I mean, is it something which has always appealed to yourself, Phil, in terms of the line, or is it a case of, no, 800 years is when we're celebrating key moments in medieval history, it's time to actually bring on the Goths?
Well, I come at it from a slightly different route. Mm. As you may know, I spent a few years at that fantastic Gothic building on the hill in our city.
Indeed.
So my entry to the Gothic is Gothic architecture, which in a sense is a bit different. Yes, it comes out of the medieval period, and as soon as you say the word medieval, you've got all these ideas of crumbling castles, etc. But when you look at Gothic architecture, it is something that aspires to the unknown, to the numinous. Go into our cathedral, and it is higher than it possibly needs to be. And it's higher, so it draws your eyes up to something beyond the ordinary. So my take on, that original take on Gothic is that Gothic fiction should be looking at the other, the thing we don't see. And so that brings you back, of course, to the Mary Shelleys and what have you. Yeah. One thing that we're hoping to do, and I say hoping since none of this is in stone as yet, is to look at Gothic in the age of steam. And this draws, of course, on steampunk. And steampunk, going back to the H.G. Wells...
Fairly popular in Lincoln, really. Particularly about the Bank Holiday weekend.
But it draws you back to the Victorian writers who were exploring the unknown and who were reaching through science to the thing we don't have. And that I find massively exciting. And of course you get that with Victorian Gothic architecture, such as St. Nicholas Newport, which is Gilbert Scott's first Gothic church.
I think we've just whetted the appetite, actually just whetted a little aperitif. A couple of lines from the terms and conditions. If you are looking to take part in the Flash Fiction competition, just remember the 30th of June is the deadline. So not long, not long at all. Literally days. Not quite hours,
yes.
But, days. So I'd actually sort of get to work on that now and produce the magic. A little bit more time to celebrate the joys of the Lincoln Book Festival, because lots of things will be happening with respect to that. And this is in many ways the first of a whole series, Phil, that we're looking to put together with yourself and many of the contributors to the Lincoln Book Festival, as we build up an audio almanac of good material from the book festival. Gemma, are you looking forward to finding out more about the 2017 Lincoln Book Festival?
Absolutely.
Michael?
And definitely.
Excellent. Phil, I hope, and in fact, I don't hope, I know you'll be able to deliver on that particular perspective. Many thanks for joining us today. We'll speak again very soon.
I look forward to it. Many thanks to you.
From the pop quiz scenario, whether Michael Blackburn will have been able to identify which movie that was taken from.
Oh, I'll lie. I'll say I do, but I can't remember.
It's all about time. It's all about H.G. Wells.
The Time Machine.
It's all about the Time Machine. The George Powell incarnation of the Time Machine.
gothic, steampunk, all put together. And Lincoln Book Festival, with history at its heart, takes place between the 25th and 30th of September 2017. Audiences of all ages and interests, with some of the UK's best-loved historians and authors of historical fiction, like the historical cathedral city in which it is set. Lincoln Book Festival places history at its heart. You can find out details about that and how you can get in touch with them directly by going to lincolnbookfestival.org. But that's the 25th to the 30th of September 2017, and that laments that you'll have had, let me see, three at least poetry evenings at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal before then.
Absolutely. In fact, in September we've got the World Poetry Slam champion, Harry Baker. So it will be a very exciting month.
Excellent. So it's just, I mean, there's a lot happening, as we regularly say on these Inspired and Our packages, Michael.
Yes.
Wonderful stuff. We already heard from Sarah about some of the other mini festivals and large scale festivals, from the Sew Festival through to the Lincoln Dancers, through to Lincoln Inspired itself. I feel mortified we couldn't actually get the programme there this time round, but nevertheless, there are good folk around that's taking place within the city of Lincoln. More from Gemma in terms of those social media sites that you can go to, details about various other factors. Chance for Michael to actually quiz Gemma on life, poetry, and making sure that you can scan lines effectively. All of this after this. The Word Theatre, Michael. The place to go on Facebook, The Word Theatre. And indeed to like that, because that's where you find out about all manner of wonderful things, including the June 15th event at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Or indeed tonight if you're listening to the rerun, in which case it would be around about 7:40 p.m.
Ooh,
now.
You could just run and get there.
Exactly.
8 o'clock curtains.
There you are, you see. We always like to please. If you're listening to it as a podcast later on after those dates, well, look forward to the July one. Michael, the interviewing mantle has now been passed firmly to yourself.
Indeed. I was just wondering about how many other kind of poetry setups throughout Lincolnshire we were just trying to talk about. I think one of the things is there's a kind of, you need a kind of population critical mass to produce something.
Like a nuclear reaction.
Yeah, to indeed, yes, regular sort of stuff, which Lincoln obviously now has. I'm just wondering if you're out in the further reaches of Lincolnshire,
North
Highcombe.
Do you
know any of the things that are going on?
South Highcombe.
There's very little going on outside of Lincoln, within the Lincolnshire area of spoken word, apart from my hometown of Cleethorpes, where my good friend Martin runs the literary line, which is a fantastic evening. It was something I recognised, you know, before I started with Mouthpiece Poets, because I just looked around and thought, there really isn't really anything in Lincolnshire, and so let's start something. So, yeah, and then it's just sort of grown since then.
Well, the audience is predominantly young, or are they kind of mixed?
Oh, it's so mixed, completely mixed. We get just across the spectrum. There is no one specific demographic at all. It's sort of 16 to 70. It really is.
Yeah, that's really good, because it's, one thing that's always difficult is to get young people out to things, and always has been with a lot of the arts.
Except voting, of course. No problems there.
Sorry. Whatever.
No more electoral comments,
but
honestly.
Yeah, and so it's nice to actually get that kind of wide demographic, a lot of people coming along and enjoying themselves.
Yeah, it connects a wide range of the community.
Yeah.
And I think that's fantastic. You know, all these poets are coming from different backgrounds, different voices, but they're all saying something that a lot of people can connect with. And it doesn't matter if like I say, you're 17 or 70, we're all human and we can all relate to a lot of the things that are being said. So, yeah, I think it's great for that. Mm.
So, Gemma, musically speaking, a number of possibilities spring to mind, and I'm going to hand over to you as a good start to make a decision now in terms of where you're going to take the listener on this particular segment, the last segment of this June Inspired on Air.
No pressure.
I know. Lower Than Atlantis with Words Don't Come Ease, so Don't Come So Easily.
Okay.
Word Up by Cameo, or indeed Word Up by Little Mix. You can see where we got, you know, where'd you go?
It's going to have to be Word Up by Cameo, then.
So you've dropped those little minxes, those wonderful
sort
of things. Their version of Word Up has been lost.
I'm kind of curious to hear it, but
I did have a bit of Talking Heads possibly lined up from that point of view, but it's the Word Theatre, Maria Ferguson and Charlie Geneva, Thursday the 15th of June. Find out more about it by going to facebook.com/thewordtheatre, all one word. And of course you can contact the theatre. Are tickets still available, actually?
They are, absolutely. You can go online on the New Theatre Royal website, or you can ring the box office.
That's newtheatreroyal.co.uk or the box office 01522 519999.
That's right.
Just want to make sure, because otherwise Natalie would be most upset if we weren't actually promoting the new Lincoln Theatre Royal after all the good work she's doing.
Absolutely.
Okay, you ask for Cameo, you get Cameo.
Down.
see, if I had my way in a production sense, I'd have the show that follows us launch with Word Up, that show, of course, being John Ketley's weather show. Ooh. Somehow I feel that John Ketley and Andrew David doing the strut to Word Up, it's what the world needs. It's not going to happen. Never mind, they'll probably sort of go in with some strange thing like the Weather Girls or some other sort of material. Anyway, moving on, slamming things in. What else would you like to promote, please, Gemma, when it comes to poetry in Lincoln?
Absolutely. Our ATG Slam, Against the Grain Slam, runs at the LPAC Cafe, Zin Cafe, every month. And this month it is on the 20th of June from 7:30. We still have slam spots available if you want to join us and slam for your chance of winning the cash
slam
prizes.
For your lamb.
No, it's a slam for cash.
Oh, my word.
You get a 3-minute slot in 2 rounds to perform a poem, and it's judged by the audience, and it's a good old laugh. And poets walk away with cash. So
a strange way, though. I would have thought that, given the rural background of Lincolnshire, actually having a lamb for the winner. Maybe I'm just being too creative these days. It's possibly the sun.
The sacrificial lamb.
The sacrificial lamb, exactly. LPAC, of course, being the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre.
Yes.
There are still people who actually like the word Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. Yeah. So there we are. That's the over there. And it's just not too far away from us. So we have gone away from the So Festival, from Lincoln Inspired, from the Newark Book Festival, the Loudoun Book Festival, and a whole heap of other informative news about the flash fiction contest for the upcoming Lincoln Book Festival, surrounded with lashings of wonderful word stuff.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
What are the last two lines that we like to finish with, Michael? Because Gemma might not have remembered what are the two words that we actually
remember. Do you remember.
You remember?
How can I forget, Alex? I'm a professional.
Consummate. The keys might go, but the words will stay.
Yeah, that's my
that's the way forward. Exactly. Okay, a one, a two, a three.
Be inspired.
Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was.